We have the superintendent of the Thayer Schools, Miss Tanya Woods, with us on the Redbone Show this morning. Tanya, how you doing?
Doing great, Mike.
School is out now, right?
Officially,
the school year
yes.
Over. Yeah.
School year is supposed to be over now. Yeah.
All right. Let's start with this fourth quarter, because mm-hmm. this has been something that we've never experienced before. I mean, wintertime, you get snow days, and there have been times when there have been extended periods of not being in school. But, right. you know, from the end of February, basically, till the end of the school year, this is unprecedented. How did it go?
Well, you know, it's nothing we'd ever planned for, nothing we'd ever even thought of, I guess. Right. And it went as well as it could be. We've definitely made measures for it to go better if this happens again. I pray the good Lord it doesn't happen again. Right. But I think we can take a lot of lessons from this experience. We are in preparation now. Our teachers are already in preparation now, building 10 weeks worth of lessons for next school year. Like I said, I hope it doesn't happen, but at least we'll be better prepared this year.
Well, it's not anything anybody could have ever predicted.
No.
I mean, not in a million years, I don't think. All right, so the kids, I mean, and there was schoolwork for the kids to do, and you think most of them did that? And I mean,
well, we might be kidding ourselves if most of them did it, but I think that a lot of them started doing it, and then as what we thought might be a month progressed into month and a half, 2 months, you know, yeah. I think probably in reality, the less the kids did as time went on. We had a lot of parents that were still having to get up and go to work every day.
For sure.
And it's hard when you work all day and then you go home and you try to sit down and fix a meal and then teach your kids, and that's just unrealistic, I think, on a lot of measures.
I think a lot of folks found out just how important going to school for their kids is.
Yeah, it's hard to be that parent and the teacher, and I applaud those people who are homeschool parents, but it's a hard job.
Yeah, it really is. All right, so let's go to right now, because I know, you know, the school year officially over, and everybody looking forward to summer school and summer events at school. And I know there's a lot of questions. Well, are those things going to happen? Because we hear reports some schools are going to do virtual summer schools and off-campus summer schools. But at Thayer, y'all are taking a proactive approach.
Well, one of the things you have to consider is, we're not St. Louis and Kansas City. Mm-hmm. Virtual school is not a reality for us, considering that we still have, 20 to 30 families that really, they don't even have internet access. Like I said, I live 3 miles from the school, and the only internet service I can get is $80-something a month. I mean, that's unrealistic, for a lot of families and stuff. So it's, the capabilities that they have in the cities versus where we're at in a rural community. I mean, I wouldn't change a lot of it for nothing.
Right.
But, virtual school is not really a reality. I'm just going to tell you, too, kids sitting in front of a computer screen every day, it's not good for them. And they need to be able to get up and move. They need interaction and stuff. So we are actually planning on doing a seated summer school June the 29th through July the 24th. And that's 4 weeks. It'll look a little different than our previous summer schools. Previous summer schools on Fridays, if they were there all week, we'd get to go to the pool or get to go somewhere and take a trip. We're not going to do trips this year. We may go to the park at Mammoth. We may do fun games down on the football field and stuff, but we are not going to travel. We are going to try to pick up where we left off fourth quarter. We're keeping those kids in their grade level classes, and with that grade level teacher, one of those three grade level teachers will be mm-hmm. teaching that same grade level and pick up where we left off fourth quarter.
Okay, so this will actually be a chance for the kids to really kind of catch up.
A little bit of an extension and go back over those standards. There's a lot of academic loss just in regular, summer.
Sure.
I mean, you lose a lot of academic loss, but this will be our chance to try to catch up. And there's a nice break since we're starting later this year. There's a nice break between summer school getting out on July 24th and us starting regular school August 24th. I mean, the kids are getting a month break in between there.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's what they would get normally.
All right, so if there are parents out there listening that want to send their kids to summer school, they need to contact the school or just show up that day or what?
Well, Monday, this coming Monday, which will be July the 19th, we are actually going to have pick up summer school packets. Just ring the bell at the elementary and we'll bring you packets. We can have some sitting out there. But if they could fill out those summer school packets and then kind of get them back to us, drop them off, whatever, at least we can get some kind of number in preparation. Because right now we're just, you know, we're preparing multiple different ways. We're planning on a lot of kids coming and stuff. So that would be the biggest thing that would help us out as parents would fill out those summer school applications.
Okay. And they'll pick those. They picked those up yesterday?
No, they'll pick them up this coming Monday. I think. Okay. Is that, what is that date?
It'll be the 25th.
25th. Okay. I'm way off.
Yeah.
Okay. May 25th. Okay. At the elementary or high school.
Okay.
High school will be more of a credit recovery. It'll be credit recovery is what will be going on at the high school. But elementary is going to be regular seated elementary education going on. So.
All right. So any parents out there think your kids really need to get in there and get caught back up?
That's yeah.
Great opportunity.
I have some more dates for you too, Mike, if
okay.
that's okay.
Sure.
We're going to have a celebration this Thursday. From 4 to 6 up at the high school. It's going to be a drop-in just to adhere to the social distancing stuff. But we will have a retirement celebration from 4 to 6 p.m. We have Miss Jeannie Morris is retiring this year and from the elementary secretary. She's been there, I want to say, I think we're going on 18, 19 years. Jeannie's been there a long time.
Wow.
And she's retiring. And then also Bill Pitchford is retiring. Bill's been there 20-something years, I think. And then Debbie Cabralis is leaving us. Miss Debbie's been there 18 years, and Debbie is moving up to Springfield to be with her grandkids. I can't even get mad at her for that one. But,
no, not at all.
She will
but
be
she
deeply
will be
missed.
Missed.
Oh, she'll be missed. Yeah, she will be missed.
So involved in so many things.
Debbie is one of the most giving people I've ever been around. She will help out anybody and always does what she thinks needs done for the kids. So she's great, great person. Then we have kindergarten screening. We reset those dates. Kindergarten screening is June the 18th and 19th. You need to call the elementary. And then preschool screening is June the 22nd and the 23rd, 264-4600, and just take elementary option. Summer school starts again, I said, Monday, June the 29th to go through Friday, June the 24th.
July 24th.
July 24th. I'm sorry. Yep. June 29th through July the 24th. Senior awards assembly. We are going to have our senior awards, graduation, prom. We are still planning to have all of that for our kiddos. They deserve some closure. So the first thing will be prom, July the 11th. That Saturday, July the 11th, we plan to have prom. We plan to have the following Friday, we plan to have our senior awards assembly at 6 p.m. And then Saturday, July the 18th, we plan to have graduation.
Really?
Yes, we do. Those kids need some closure, and they deserve that. So
yeah, they do.
Yes, they do.
I was having a discussion with somebody the other day about, well, is it really that important when you think back? And it is.
It is. It is. You know, and you think, too, our kids, yes, I mean, let's be realistic. They have been getting together. But they deserve that closure time together. They really do.
Well, they deserve all the hugs and the tears and everything that goes with it.
They've worked hard. And as you know, this senior class is special. We've had two rough years there as far as just deaths. And we've had a lot of things happen. Just odd things that I really can't even compare to anywhere else that what we've gone through the last 2 years. And this group has a lot of brothers in that class, and they're just a special group of kids, and they deserve to end on a normal routine.
All right, so folks, mark those days on your calendar, right? July 11th for prom, 17th for the senior awards, and graduation on the 18th. Will it be done in the high school gym, regular?
You know, we've got graduation set right now for 8 p.m., and we plan that because if we're in the gym, hopefully the air conditioners can kick in enough to get it cooled down by 8. If we need to have it at the football field, it's going to be, you know,
cool
late enough that it's going to cool off. So, yeah, we're going to have a 8 o'clock graduation. But either way, one place is going to be a little bit cooler.
Well, if I could, I would suggest the football field.
Yeah.
Because where I went to school, there were 465 of us in our graduating class. Uh-huh. And it was outside.
Outside,
and it just seemed special.
Yeah. That's not a bad idea at all.
It just seemed extra special that way. All right, so, and then we come to the beginning of the school year, and we were talking before we went on the air. Y'all are planning on, I mean...
We are.
Starting school just like any other year.
We are. We are planning on it. I mean, we will take the recommended guidelines. You know, we will have the safety as far as the cleaning. We will have safety as far as, you know, if they still want us to do temps, we'll do temps in summer school if they want us to. To me, those are minor things. If we can get kids in a classroom, I mean, we'll adhere to the social distancing and stuff. But, you know, those precautions are nothing if we can get kids in classrooms. So.
You heard it, folks. School will start normal time, August 24th, you said?
Actually, it's August the 26th. Okay. We have teacher in services 19, 20, 24th, and 25th, and then kids come on the 26th of August.
Wow. All right, and I know a lot of people, and we're going to try and get to Athletic Director Billy Weber sometime this week or next, because, you know, the summer is full for those athletic teams going to camps and working out and weight rooms and all of those things. How is all of this going to affect that, as far as you know, as superintendent?
Well, we were, yesterday was the first day legally that anybody could be in a weight room or anywhere, as far as MSHA, the state governing sports association, mm-hmm. is concerned. And so we started off yesterday. We have a written plan. Football and basketball has a written plan. Football started off, they can have 10 people in the size of our weight room at one time, as far as adhering to social distancing. They clean after every set, and then they move on. And then same thing in the gym. He has the boys in yesterday and they're just doing conditioning. But, you know, it's kind of crazy. These kids are used to jumping from one sport to the next. This is the longest extension they've ever had. It was interesting yesterday. Number one, it was just nice to hear kids in the school.
Sure.
But number two, they were so excited to be there. I mean, they don't know what to do with themselves because they're just used to be going from one sport to the next in a small school because that's what they do.
And if they're not playing a sport, they're in the weight room or they're
in the weight room.
In the gym,
yeah.
Or what?
I mean, and it's just – and the kids have conditioned. I mean, they're riding bikes. I've seen our high schoolers up at, in the parking lot riding bikes. I think they enjoyed having the structure, and they were just happy to be there. It was fun to hear them yesterday. So
fantastic. And we'll talk more about that with Billy, and we'll get Matt up here too. All right, Tanya, thank you very much for coming
in.
Thank
you, Mike.
I know
it
answered a lot of questions that, as we travel around and go around, people are asking these questions. What's going to happen?
Well, the interesting thing with this, everybody's got an opinion. Everybody has an opinion on how it should go and what. But I think as educators, we have to plan. We have to adjust. That can't stop. I mean, we have to keep hoping that this is all going to occur. There may be a second wave that hits us, right? And if it does, Mike, we'll have our plans in place. I mean, we're already working on that. So, but I think we have to stay optimistic and hope that we'll be in school.
Mom always said, you got to look for the silver lining in every dark cloud.
Absolutely.
And every dark cloud has one. And I guess the silver lining to this would be, number one, we realized how much we depend on school. And number two, to be prepared in case something should happen like this again.
Absolutely. I also want to mention we are still doing our food distribution on Mondays, and we will continue 4 to 6 on Monday evenings, pick up at the elementary from 4 to 6 through the month of June. So we will continue that through
the end of June.
Till the end of June, yep, when summer school starts. So
that has gone very well.
It's gone very well, yeah. We're handing out 400 a week,
no
400
kidding.
Students meals a week. Yeah.
Wow, that's a lot.
It's a lot. We prep on Fridays. We go in about 9:30 on Friday mornings. And Miss Connie has a lot of it set up when we get there. Mm-hmm. But we prep in. There's probably about 12 to 13 of us come in on Fridays. And we work from 10 o'clock until usually 2:30 straight. No breaks. We pack the whole time.
And that's preparing 10 meals per student.
That's 10 breakfasts, 10 lunch, 10 snacks, 10 milks per one meal.
Wow.
So.
Wow. 4,000?
Mm-hmm.
That's a lot of food. All right, and how's the, I know you got to go and we need to get off here, but how is the school able to afford to do that?
Well, let me tell you, I will be the first to brag on the USDA because from the get-go, when this all come down kind of in our spring break. Mm-hmm. You know, that's when all this come to a head, was in our spring break. And the first organization to pop up and say, hey, this is what we're going to do, was the USDA.
Really?
And I'm going to tell you what, in my eyes, they have done more for kids during this, you know, during this pandemic than any other organization. But they are giving us reimbursable meals. These meals are available to any kid, you know, does not require any kind of lunch status, a free or reduced or anything. It's for any child. And the USDA is reimbursing us for handing out these meals. And they have, I mean, I have to applaud them. They're going through the month of June, July. We plan on having summer school, so we'll have the meals there. But the USDA has really jumped up and done their part on this.
Oh, fantastic. Thank you, USDA. Mm-hmm. Right, Tanya, thanks for coming in.
Thanks, Mike. It's good to see you.
I'll see you at lunch one day, I guess.
Yes. Country Cottage.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. That's Tanya Wood, superintendent of the Thayer Schools. And if people have questions, I mean, there'll be people at school to answer questions.
We're there 5 days a week.
All right, very good, folks. Just give them a call.